Hello, this is Hans Florine. Thanks for listening. This was recorded in San Francisco in October 2007, a few days after the Huber Brothers had gotten the new record on the nose in 2:45:45, and just hours before they were flying back to Germany. If you want to know more about the Huber's record ascent, you can go to speedclimb.com or noseinaday.com. Enjoy.
I'm here with Thomas and Alex and Max.
Huber, Max Reichel.
I'm presenting them with this check. Not that one. That's some other check. This is a check I won for betting on you guys. $100. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have you guys sign the back for me.
Okay, cool.
Because he...
With the time.
I don't know what he's thinking. But, so you have to sign right here.
Right here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I bet on you guys, so I made $100.
That's... Yeah. Thank you.
No
thank
worries.
You that you trust in us.
So you're paying the beers.
Yeah, I bought the beers. No, Bob Yoho bought the beers.
Office expense. Yeah, it's
so
funny.
That'll be cool. We'll take a picture of you guys with the check. Here.
Do you feel also the same significant difference between the 227 and 327 and 248? Do you find harming?
I think, you know, when me and Yuji did it in 327, we had to pass seven parties. And so it was kind of a little slow here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't think we were going to get the record. We were just kind of going and playing, and
yeah.
We were really surprised to go that mm-hmm. fast.
Mm-hmm.
But when we went the record, I was...
Yeah, and that was
and that's years. Actually... And it's like I almost laid down on the ground at the top.
And that's where that thing starts with 3 hours and under.
Three
hours, 10 minutes, it's already quite chanted.
The thing it was...
It's a huge difference.
The thing
like
is...
6 minute miles or something in America.
The thing is really like, you can't climb, like, if you work a pitch perfectly to climb as fast as possible, you can't make it 1,000 meter.
Like, brrr, you can run up one pitch.
You can't, because...
You make it double speed, but then you're spending the next pitch.
Yeah. You're done, or you fall. And the falls there, it's super bad. Because you run out everything like crazy.
You know, the math is 5 minutes and 32 seconds for each pitch. So for you guys, 5 minutes,
yeah.
31 seconds
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
Or 30.
And because you have been leading all just more or less simultaneously from the ground to the top, how did you make the king swing? So how managed it?
Yuji goes up, and when he came down, I was on the bolt ladder.
Yeah.
And so I met and handed him the gear.
Ah, okay.
Uh-huh. He swings to eagle ledge.
Mm-hmm.
Clips the rope in, then I swing to eagle edge, and then I put him on belay, let him go up, and I pull the rope while he's climbing.
That's
so I have a little rest there, you know.
Yeah.
Why wait for him to get ahead again?
Yeah, but that's a good.
I think that's okay. How
I mean,
we made
you guys
it.
Were seeing what fast too.
No, you're on tension when you're climbing up because he's coming down.
Yeah.
This is, you know, you can go even faster because you don't need to care about falling down.
No, you must have been also.
You always need to worry about that.
No, we change shoes. Like the Schumer shoes.
Mm-hmm. But they're climbing shoes also.
We have climbing shoes. We change the shoes always because in Schumering we are... And
more
we have
comfortable.
And also in summer climbing.
Shoes.
But they're climbing shoes. They're just a little bigger.
They're too small and you can't be so aggressive. So we have this little time to just change quickly somehow during belaying.
What kind of shoes are they the same
Sportiva?
Time? By the same model?
No. The
approach
like,
shoes.
Just like normal
quite,
approach.
Quite good approach shoes.
But with a climbing sole.
Yeah, yeah.
On it.
So it protects your toe from bouncing against the
And we summer climb with this too.
Yeah, because the same climbing is anyway easy and we easily can climb it like this.
Yeah, I've climbed the route a bunch of times with just approach shoes because they're really comfortable in the stump legs to climb with your feet.
Mm-hmm. So how long do you think cost the maneuver on the king swing? How much does it cost you? 2 minutes? After the moment both are over there and you can start climbing again?
Maybe a minute or two. Yeah.
Minute or two.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty much the same.
Yeah.
How much it took you to the second?
Like he always was at the end of the bolt ladder.
16 minutes.
We were I was on the circle in 12 minutes.
Yeah, when you went past me last year, I watched you guys. It was 15 minutes.
It was 50, but the problem is...
I topped out just a little bit below 50 minutes on Dode Tower.
Yeah.
So around 49.50 or something.
Wow.
And I reached Bootflake. Next time Bootflake, he left Bootflake for Kingswing 118, and I left Glowering Spot at 2:12.
Wow.
No, it's these are the times, you know, because
I think you're much faster than me and UG2 Camp 4. Maybe 15 minutes faster.
Really? So we lost everything on the top.
High, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
It's the steep climbing. I'm better at you. Which nobody would believe, I don't think.
Huh. What you did on the top, your simul climb also on the top?
Mostly. I don't think UG ever stopped because we had a 50 meter, not 50, 50 foot. So.
No, but what you did, you a Jumar or you...
I always Jumar or simul climb.
Yeah, you did.
Only the easy parts, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, see, we had a 15 meter,
so you
4 mil
also
cord,
had to, yeah.
And so he never had to wait to get the gear.
No, we know that from Zodiac. We made it in the same way in Zodiac because we only made it in two blocks, and Zodiac is quite gear intense.
Oh, so he never ran out of gear?
You need a lot of gear in the Zodiac, so you cannot make the half route with just one single set of gear. So we also had 50 foot.
4 mil.
4 mil cord.
Yeah.
So and when the tumor was coming close, he just clipped on the cord the things, and just on the time, the leader pulls it up.
Uh-huh.
So we know that system.
But
and,
we had now on our thing.
We thought most time we lost here. on having four blocks. Two changes too much. That's what we thought. It's because we've been thinking a lot about, you know, your ideas and how you have been managing all that, and I think in fact it wasn't a stupid idea to make it in one block. It's not a stupid idea.
It worked good for me.
Yeah.
But when I did with Peter Koft, we did the same as you.
Yeah, four blocks.
And you know, it's fun because it's a little refreshing to lead some, because judging is really hard to do this motion the whole time. That's why I tried to simul-climb as much as I could with you.
It was really interesting that on our two attempts, we almost made the same times on all the blocks.
Yeah, on all the blocks.
There's no big difference.
It's just
like
minutes.
Sickly, here's the first change. And we always count the time when the leader takes over the lead. So everything is done and the leader is leading.
That's 12 minutes?
No. I get here always to 12 minutes, to the ball.
And the change and everything is done at 24 minutes. So at 24 minutes I swing over to the first swing on Stoveleg. Then the Stoveleg, and I come up to Dode's Tower. This was
55.
The first time I think it was 52 minutes. 52 minutes, El Cap Tower, and then this is the boot. And Thomas was leaving the Bootflake the first time.
So you got to lead 26 minutes then.
And 19:30. And then up there on Glowering Spot, I was leaving at 2:12 the first time, and then 2:09. And this made a total time of 2:48 and 2:35. And the second time, we made it again in 24 minutes. Here I have been a little bit faster, like 50 minutes. Then I was up there in 1:18, 1 hour 18 minutes. The change was then in 2:09, and we have been on top on 2:45, 45. And if you count all these things, if you look all the single times, there's not much difference. Like one and a half minutes.
So Thomas when you
block,
got here,
Thomas'
you're
block
like...
was 1.5 minutes faster, and my block was 1.5 minutes faster. And that was all. That was the whole difference between.
So
the two.
I think in for our tactic, we can make it if everything will be perfect. It will be 5 minutes faster.
Yeah.
Because the run was not perfect.
Yeah, we had some mistakes. We had two rope stocks.
So you think one change you do just right at Kingswing?
If I would do a change, I would do it right on Kingswing.
Yeah.
So
And you sit on top of the booth there when you change?
Yeah. And I'm just swinging, just out here.
I was up there, and Thomas, when I was arriving up there, always was at the end of the boat ladder. I clipped in, and he chucked up, you know, this eight thing, this short eight section, and then he chummed up just to that point, and Thomas was then there, and I took him on belay and lowered, you know.
Does he change shoes here or down at Eagle?
No, already long. He changed the shoes already on Texas Lake.
On Texas Lake.
And I pull up the shoes and they change it on top of the booth while he's continuing.
How could he change shoes? Aren't you wearing your shoes to lead the pitch?
Huh?
No, I have my climbing shoes on my harness.
Got three pairs of shoes.
Three pairs of shoes.
The climbing shoes are always on the harness.
Oh, okay. I thought you guys wore the same size.
No,
we don't.
No.
Okay. So, no, there's no waiting then to change shoes.
No, but
that's good.
What I wanted to say, it's funny how similar the times are. When we made the ascent, it was always almost the same time, you know. Like, and I really knew how much I need for the last block from glowering spot to the top. It's about 36 minutes. And so I knew, okay.
Just to get a little
minutes,
bit
209, okay. We make it 2:45, and when we have been arriving at 2:45.
Alex, I just get a little bit pissed once. Max was there. The French guys were.
Were you filming the record one?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
We're on the glowering spot, and the French guys filmed us all the time. There's no. On a camera, and I watched it, and I saw how much time we lost about this change when there will be no.
I saw it from the.
So there was some.
The Zodiac. I watched them.
Shit.
And this was like really. You did it faster actually before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like this change was really like, oh my god. You saw the video and. Okay, and then he wants to start off. No, the chop bag.
You talk about
and then
talk
I forgot
about
the chop bag. I was
and
already
then the
up on the first piece, and
then no chop bag.
Chop bag and
you talk
down
about glowering spot. This is Mo Shark. This is the take. So this is it's really
it's
like
3 minutes.
Saw it, and he was like, the fuck?
We lost. The time is running.
It's a really long dance.
I was there. I was on glowering spot on the top. Of glowering spot that was 2 hours and 5 minutes like that and this change cost us but it's only minutes so it's not a huge it's not a huge thing.
No, it cost you 1.5 minutes more because you had
like if everything would have been very very perfect it would have been a time like 2:40-2:30. But the thing is, it's quite rare that you can make 1,000 meters climb with all the parties on and everything goes very
perfect,
smoothly.
Yeah.
You have to make like 10 ascents that everything goes smoothly because the chance that you get just one problem is high.
Here on the Great Roof, you guys still... Like clip here and then no
shot
here,
fix. Yeah.
And so you just
shot fix there.
Yeah.
You just swing out.
Yeah.
Shot fix on the piton.
Oh, you fix it.
Yeah.
I shot fix here on the piton.
Pull up enough slack just to get to here.
And I play and I clip in just above the piton. There's a very good stopper. And I put on the stopper a screamer. And then I just went with a big loop around here. In the meanwhile, we're hanging more or less on these two pieces.
Yeah.
The worst problem is actually quite a little bit for me to handle it in a way that I'm not just hanging in the piton.
Yeah.
You have to be really careful when you're just hectic. It easily can happen that everything is unclipped, you know, like, and you're just hanging in the piton.
And this one piton, which is actually, since I'm climbing the nose, always on that place
but
somehow
it's
it can,
sure, you know it's
a little expanding
it a little bit funky because it's really looking downward the piton.
Uh-huh.
That's the only piece of protection I'm hanging in the moment.
But also you're through all the pieces below in these clips.
It's fixed.
Yeah, all the pieces you have the carabiners through all those too.
Yeah.
But then you're there, but you're over here by the time it's only one.
Yeah.
You're on something over here.
And then I shot fixed there again.
and pull all the rope up?
Pull up, climb the actually,
see that. No, actually, when he is climbing over there, it takes for me some time to get up there. So I'm still, when he's just reaching the Vela, I'm still one piece below the actual point.
I have a little time to breathe.
Maybe like 10 seconds.
Yeah, and then I pulled all the rope. I short fix up to here. He gets me on Vela, I free climb to there. And then we simul climb to the through the groove. And then we short fix there again.
So I simul climb up to the this ledge.
To this point.
This is what Yuji and I did. We know that, well, for him and me it didn't matter, but you know from this belay to here is 60 meters. Mm-hmm. So because sometimes I do the nose and day with other people, you can go and short fix here and then there's enough rope to go this, so someone could jug this while you're climbing this. But I was maybe here climbing, simul climbing with Yuji, and then when he got here he short fixed, and we did every piece in here. So. Mm-hmm. And then he just self-belayed this part.
Yeah.
Like you do. Yeah. Well, he doesn't belay, he just...
No, no, we also...
Just one question around Camp 4. Because it was just strange, somebody recommended me not to go like over the ledges to Camp 4 and back to... Somebody said you have to go straight. But it's not the way you went.
It should be.
I've never climbed in there. I don't know what that's like.
The legal way is through Camp 4, isn't it? I think it would be faster, but, you know, it's an illegal variation.
Maybe. You know there's the rivet here down below Camp 4?
It's a bolt.
Is it a bolt now? And then, but I don't know what this stuff up here. It looks very hard.
Yeah, you must start just straight there, but you climbed also through
after the
right?
After Linden Hill Traverse, you know?
Yeah.
After the Linden Hill Traverse, you have to down climb.
Below Camp 4?
Below Camp 4.
The Grey Bands.
Yeah.
Why is it called Linden Hill Traverse?
Yeah, whatsoever. The bolts.
Somebody said Linden Hill put the bolts in. I thought always it was the Linden Hill thing.
Anyway.
You know, you guys do that? I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know the big gray bands here?
Yeah.
Here's the top of the boot flake and then mm-hmm. eagle down.
Yeah.
You come in and then there's the crack and then mm-hmm. you lower down over here to this ledge mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. here there's a couple bolts.
Yeah.
And then
because
the free climbing's this way.
Yeah. Yeah. And we go this way.
I think, you know, all the records mm-hmm. before Peter Croft mm-hmm. and I think went here and down. Mm-hmm. I think these bolts only showed up maybe 1991, maybe.
Yeah, with Fallen Hill. Mm-hmm.
You think this went up?
Yeah.
Must have been.
But we climbed free climb this way before her because that's you can't free climb.
Maybe that's already Charlin because Charlin obviously climbed free to Camp 4, isn't it?
Yeah, but we climbed this way.
We come this way.
I went that way. Yeah. You know, I think maybe with Croft, we went this way.
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Me and Croft went this way, and then ever since we go this way.
Yeah, yeah.
So people could say we don't really climb in the real nose.
And that's why I've been asking. I knew that you were, I thought that you really went this way. But somebody just asked me, why don't you climb straight up?
I
don't remember who it was, and... And the one said that maybe the others also went straight up, and I think I don't believe that. Because Camp 4 is just the essential part of the climb.
Yeah. I've done the nose in a day three or four times, taking the Jardine Traverse and not...
Yes, of course. It would be much faster.
But all those times were nine or 15 hours. It was just people that I was just going up to do.
Just would be much faster. But it's not the nose. King's Wing is an essential part.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't be faster because it's hard climbing. It's 11. See, have you climbed free climbs in there?
Yeah.
I guess
when I made the one day ascent in 95, I climbed through Jardine Traverse. It would be definitely way faster.
No.
I think it would save 10 minutes.
Yeah, but the King's Wing is the way.
It's like, nice. It's a 10 minutes record and just call it a different way.
No.
Hey, now when you free climbed, tried to free climb, were you able to free climb every move, but just not link?
Yeah, I fall actually 2 meters. I fall there on the last stopper on the great roof. My foot slipped. It was really getting into the big chuck on the right where everything is over.
Yeah. And then you.
And then it was. Then it was the sun came. But my flight ticket was three days later.
And then changing corners you had done
changing
before?
Changing corners I've done before. So I free climbed actually every single move. And the great roof was the biggest thing. And I red point the changing corners, but with my variation, you know.
What year?
With Matt Wilder.
What and year? I. Is that 90 in the...
No,
2005.
Okay.
That's wrong. When I tried to free climb with Yuji in 97, here? There was still a hold up high to traverse.
Yeah, hold on.
And it broke off.
Okay.
Yeah, Scotty Berg broke it off.
Okay, here...
I was able to do it with that hold. I was like...
Here's the changing corner, sir.
Yeah.
Here's the flake. And you go now on the speed climb, you go somehow like that.
Yeah. That's how we go.
Yeah. And then you go over.
Yeah.
And on the free climb, you climb up here.
This amazingly fast pitch.
And here,
six.
Here's a,
yeah.
It's a no hand stance. There are two new bolts, Matt and I put in there.
Yeah.
But it's off-route, so you can't
fully
use it.
Off-route.
Fully off-route. And then just above the belay, 1 meter, you clip a bolt there. And here's this thin, very thin seam, and there's this glassy ramp going to the right.
Where the hold was on.
Where the hold was on, And I use it with the feet.
Yeah.
And it's a boulder problem around V10.
Oh shit.
And it's an 8-move boulder, and then you get to the changing corners where the good holds are.
Yeah.
It's done.
Did you ever try when this hold was here?
No.
Before?
No.
No.
Because I think it was only V8 maybe.
Yeah.
And no, this is Matt. Matt said it's V10.
I think it actually was really Scotty Berg, isn't it?
Yeah, they broke it out. Yeah.
Broke it off.
But now where the hold is, you use it with the feet.
Yeah.
And you have in the dihedral very small crimps, and it's more like balancey, and you have need put a lot of pressure on this glassy holds, and then you really bridge to the left, and then you reach over, cross with your feet, and then you get the right, and then you get to the big chuck.
So did you try this?
No.
You didn't.
I'm not used, I can't do it, I think. It's awkward.
I've never tried this, but
the thing is, it looks amazing when somebody climbs it, but it's awful climbing. Pretty much awful climbing. Awkward. Just you know, like.
Did Matt try that?
No.
He don't like it either, and he also climbed this. I climbed this.
It's fascinating that Lenny did it. That's really fascinating.
Well, Beth did it and Tommy did it.
No.
Yeah,
of course.
That made that tall Tommy was able to somehow.
Huh?
I don't want to make too much sense, but when should we leave?
Yeah, we have to.
Because
no, but it's for me, it's not so fascinating than Tommy did it. Just because Tommy is a world-class climber. He can do it. He put a lot of effort in it. But imagine, and that time, when Lynn Hill climbed,
yeah, but it's
94.
It's a recording. Ah.
She sent back it so bad. Like Tommy said, it's 14.
You know, I think still only...
8B.
Yeah, I don't think too many people have done this.
No.
Yuji and I tried, you know, we only tried maybe an hour. But
how are the fingers of future? Just remember.
He has fat fingers. Fat.
No, it has nothing to do with big fingers.
No, nah, but it's still harder.
Alexander, it's hot mix mit mit große Finger zu.
Yuji has big fat fingers.
Big fat fingers.
And short.
I like this. I think it's like in the Alps. It's a 8B,
yeah.
French 8B,
which
and
is
also
equal.
And Ika climbed it. Ika climbed it, and he's also set 13D. 13D.
Yeah.
And it's normal. It's no sandbag. It's normal.
It's hard enough.
Yeah.
You know, just imagine the time it happened. The hardest alpine multiple crew.
Do you know how many times this route would be free climbed if just this was maybe 8A and this was 8A minus? Yeah.
It would be crowded. It's crowded anyway.
Again, this was Hans Florin talking with Alexander and Thomas Huber in October 2007. If you want to know more about their ascent or other speed climbing feats, try speedclimb.com or nosenaday.com. Speed be with you.